This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to launch bombs into Ukraine, Ukrainian President Zelensky addressed Australian Parliament this morning.
The Russian aggression is destroying the lives of people, has become a real threat to your country and to your people as well, because this is the nature of the evil. It can instantly cross any distance.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to end the use of Title 42. A pandemic-era public health safety policy that both the Trump administration and Biden administration used to rapidly expel migrants at the border. By late May, the Biden administration will allow it to end. GOP lawmakers say it will open the floodgates of illegal immigration into this country. A line of severe storms ripped across the deep south overnight. Folks in Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas, keep an eye to the sky. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Final Four Men's Basketball Tournament continues Saturday. Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, and Villanova. The championship game will be next week. There's a new law governing sports and gender in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a bill into law that prohibits transgender boys and girls from competing on sports teams consistent with their gender at public schools and colleges in the state. The law will require that a parent or guardian of a student at a public school, public charter school, or public college in the state who competes on a sports team sign an affidavit acknowledging their child's biological gender at birth and requiring them to only play on a sports team associated with that gender. He added he wasn't concerned with the potential of the NCAA removing events from the state after suggesting it may if the measure were signed into law.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Astronomers have discovered the farthest star yet, a super hot, super bright giant that formed nearly 13 billion years ago. The blue star is long gone, so massive it almost certainly self-exploded just a few million years after emerging. Brian Welch at Johns Hopkins University, appearing in Wednesday's journal Nature, named the star Irindell. Chris Rock spoke about Will Smith hitting him on stage at the Oscars on Sunday. The comedian addressed the altercation last night at a sold-out Boston show of his Ego Death Tour, where he said he was still processing what happened last weekend. Where's Hunter Biden's laptop? Representative Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida, submitted the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop hard drive and the receipt from the computer repair shop where it was dropped off into a congressional record. During a House Judiciary Committee hearing this week, Congressman Gaetz cross-examined FBI Cyber Division's Assistant Director, Brian Vordran. The FBI seized the laptop in December of 2019. However, Vordran claimed he didn't know where the laptop currently is.
Has FBI Cyber assessed whether or not Hunter Biden's laptop could be a point of vulnerability, allowing America's enemies to hurt our country?
The FBI cyber program is based off of what's codified in Title 18, Title 18, Section 1030, a code which talks about computer intrusions, right, using nefarious intent.
So, I mean, who is it? Do you even know who has it? Do you know who we should put in that chair to ask these questions to?
No, sir, I don't know who has it.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. Megan Barth is with us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com as well. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm just keeping my eye open. It's heads on a swivel. You just never know who's going to come up and slap you these days. No, just saying. It's just out of control.
True.
But, you know, the thought, and I was looking forward to our conversation because you're so sober-minded about this stuff, and you have a way of analyzing it that I think is a value for our audience and brings this into perspective as to what happened. And my question is, you know, what's missing here? You know, the women who traditionally have told us how victimized they feel, you know, when it comes to, you know, battery issues and the like, seem to now ignore what they saw, you know, on television along with millions of others, you know, where you get somebody who is assaulted and clearly Chris Rock is the victim, but yet somehow there's room to champion the cause for Will Smith. What is all this about?
Well, I remember not too long ago, maybe a couple of years ago, if you recall, there was a hashtag campaign going around that said Oscars so white.
Mm-hmm.
And that was based around the fact that I guess there were no black people that are winning Oscars or something to that effect. Well, we can't really complain about white anymore. So now we have black on black violence, which normally is reserved for the inner cities, democratically run. But again, this took place in Hollywood, so we just add to the statistics of black on black violence in a democratic city. Now, what I couldn't believe, and I of course didn't watch it. I have not watched the Oscars in I don't know how long. Probably the last time I went to a movie theater, because not only are the Oscars failing in their ratings, but so are all the movies that are that Hollywood's producing. So all the Oscar nominees and the movies that have been nominated, no one has seen.
Mm-hmm.
Just those people in the room have seen them.
Right.
But nonetheless, I couldn't believe that Will Smith was not thrown out of the entire venue.
Yeah, well, the Academy said that they tried to get him out, but he wasn't budging. And so probably to avoid a scene, I mean, as it was, I mean, Chris Rock, maybe because he was shock or whatever, or maybe he has a little bit, you know, more depth than people think that he has. The way he conducted himself after the slap was amazing to me. It's a credit to his character. At least I want to feel that way for him. And even afterwards, I mean, it wasn't like he ran to the microphones and wanted to have a press conference and talk about it. In fact, I think here recently he told TMZ, I think as late as yesterday, that he says, hey, I'm still processing it. And I guess the reason we're talking about it is because I think the world is still processing this insanity that occurred in front of us. Because guess what? You know, like it or not, this is a manifestation of what our culture has lowered itself to become.
Right, yeah, and I'm also old enough just not to remember Oscar So White, but when the Oscars actually conducted itself with a modicum of class.
Oh, my God, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. When you think what the studios intended early on and how, in its early years, how elegant and, it was a celebration of, of movies and art, and now it's become, whatever it's become. It's certainly not a reflection of the early days. And this is why it doesn't pass the So What test. People don't want to watch it. This was the second lowest. And as one commentator said, well, wow, this year, you know, they said it was better than last year, because that was last year was the worst and it was so bad. And they were saying, well, it's 56% better. Was, you know, whenever you use percentages, you know, what does that mean? It's not hard to be 56 better when you're at the bottom anyway. And so they're saying, well, next year, I guess maybe somebody has to be shot in order to, maintain some sort of popularity. I mean, sadly, really, I mean, that's an interesting commentary. But, maybe we're going to go, full blown. Let's see what's the next worst thing you can do, you know, at the Oscars, I guess. Because even Billy Crystal said, yeah, I mean, after all the years that I did, said nobody ever got slapped. You know, there's no crying in baseball. There's no slapping at the Oscars, you know, right?
Well, and then the whole thing about the Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, his wife situation, and how he got so outraged at the end of his assault and screaming at Chris Rock from his, keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth. And he said it again. That's laughable. I mean, mm-hmm. His wife has been in the mouth of men all over Hollywood. They're in an open relationship. And so they're really, the whole marriage between Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith is nothing but a sham. Mm-hmm. And so then you, because it's not a marriage. If you're in an open marriage, I'm sorry, but it's a farce. It's not a marriage.
And what that does psychologically to a male, I mean, he's emasculated. And that's what was manifest there, is that Will, as an emasculated man, you know, he laughed at the joke. He looks at his wife. She gives him the stink eye. He deals, okay, I got to go and protect my woman. And it's interesting that some women have said, well, you know, chivalry is not lost. That's faux chivalry. You know, I'm sorry. Because it wasn't genuine. It was promoted and motivated by the look on his wife's eye. And then afterwards, you're seeing footage now. Somebody happened to capture it. Jada was laughing after Will went up and slapped Chris Rock. The rest of the audience, including audience that is in shock, and they're wondering, what is this, a joke? You know, one of the MCs, Wanda Sykes, I guess, she had said that she had to process. She thought, well, maybe, you know, what happened? I mean, but even she concluded after everything was said and done that this was unacceptable.
Well, thank God there's one, because after the assault took place, and that's exactly what it was an assault. Will Smith, when he received his Oscar, because he was allowed to stay in the venue, and there's ways that you could have removed him, but nonetheless, you had basically the entire audience give him a standing ovation. And, you know, some people have said, what were they doing? And I'm thinking, look, these people gave standing ovations to Harvey Weinstein. These are the same people that gave standing ovations to Roman Polanski, who, for those that may not know, Roman Polanski was a director who ended up in a hot tub drugging, sodomizing, and raping a 14-year-old girl. And he still received a standing ovation.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is the mentality of Hollywood. This is the basement of Hollywood. This is why Hollywood is failing, is because they have historically protected not the most vulnerable amongst us, not the weakest of all amongst us, but those who have abused women and men, and they have received, and the abusers have received standing ovations.
Unbelievable. We got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barth, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
We're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Megan Barth, the one and only, is with us, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com. Megan, inflation is absolutely killing us, and if it, as if that's not enough, Joe Biden presents a budget in excess of $5 trillion. So let's just exacerbate the inflation needle all the more. I mean, right now it's projected, what, something like, you know, $5,000 impact annually in terms of the cost of inflation. So all the raises that everybody has been getting, you know, you've got another $450 roughly, $400-$500 a month going bye-bye. Thank you very much, Uncle Joe Biden.
Yeah, there was a graph actually printed by Bloomberg that showed that the average cost of basically every American is close to $5,000 a year in extra cost just in inflation. And what many people don't understand is that's a tax. Mm. Inflation is a tax. And so when Joe Biden, you know, in his new budget or what have you, says, oh, we're not going to raise taxes if you're making less than $400,000 a year, well, he already did.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't require any kind of legislation in order to do that. It's because of his policies and the way that the Fed is printing money that has caused such a ridiculous spike in inflation. This is the largest tax on the middle class in over 40 years. So an extra $5,000 just basically burning away. You can just burn it.
Yes.
And then we have...
And that's just a start, because look at the budget that he's proposing. There's more taxes coming behind this. It's like, wait a minute, there's not much left on the bone anymore, Uncle Joe. Give me a break, right?
Well, and this is all by design, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In order to fundamentally transform the country, which we have been promised since 2009, and Joe Biden isn't running the White House, I'm sure that Barack Obama is running the White House, and he had wished that he had had a third term. Well, now Barack Obama has his third term. And so in order to fundamentally transform this country into a third world country under a top-down socialism type of rule, you have to destroy the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have more printing of money. We've spent now $15 billion on Ukraine. $15 billion. On Ukraine, and they're asking for more money. They're asking for another like $500 million. Where is all this money in Ukraine going?
Where did the $14.1 billion go that was approved by Congress? We don't hear anything about that. Where's that? Is that with Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, and they're out there, you know, trying to see if they can get 10% for the big guy out the back door? You know, it's amazing that the mainstream media, nobody's reporting on that. But they keep talking about, oh, here's new money. And then when they approve something, somehow Biden, in his way of leadership, slow walks the ammunition and the money to the Ukrainians who are dying by the seconds. And we're slow walking, you know, relief to them. I don't get this.
Well, I don't think we're slow walking relief, actually. I think the relief has just disappeared. I mean, we have to remember that Ukraine is basically the nucleus of the largest money laundering operation globally, and it has been proven time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
And so this money is being slow walked. This money is being laundered.
Yeah.
And then we have Kamala Harris yesterday. And quite honestly, there's no reason why we should be involved in Ukraine. Period. Half the people can't even find it on a map, yet they have flags in their profile. It would be nice if we had some American flags in our profile because our own border is being invaded. Mm-hmm. We are going to have another record month of our border being breached by illegal aliens coming from all over the world, not just Mexico, but all over the world, close to 2 million will have encounters this year. We're already beyond a million, and we aren't even in to half
exactly.
of this year.
Right.
There's not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez running down to the border, looking at all of the children piled on top of each other in cages. There's no such thing called concentration camps. And now President Biden is thinking about revoking, I think it's Title 42, which is basically the Remain in Mexico policy. Once he does that, there will be a run on the border like we have never seen. And again, this is by design.
Exactly. And also fortified by the DHS taking over these asylum cases as well. Megan, I don't know if you read that. And so you know what's going to happen. Mayorkas is going to, with a liberal new aspect of the bureaucracy that's being instituted by the DHS, because they're authorized to do this. Now, here we are. We're expanding government, adding to the inflation issues and the cost of government, and even worsening the problem, our immigration problem, all the more. This is not to make it better. It's only to add to the problem. So, like you said, this is by design. They want all this, illegal immigration just to be accepted, for our, our borders to be, swung wide open, and bienvenidos.
Right, bienvenidos. And the reason why the borders are open, as you point out, and adding to that it will create more government dependency, which creates more government spending. We are certainly not, importing viable, computer programmers, et cetera. No, we already have a J-1 system for that. We already have a visa system for that. What we are importing is dependency. Dependency on government, allowing these people to invade our southern borders so they can, not just one or two people, but millions of people will then become dependent on government, and so will their children. It is generational dependency. Once you import poverty, it is hard to create a system whereby, especially if they end up in a democratically run city, to escape poverty,
right.
Especially when you're low skilled. Mm-hmm. So this is a huge, that's why I am so against this Ukrainian assistance, because our own border is being invaded. Then Kamala Harris says yesterday in a mumbling, jumbling statement that we're going to be sending aid to Jamaica. How much aid have we sent to Jamaica?
Yeah.
And that's on COVID. Then on top of that, they come out and say, oh, we're going to need some more COVID relief money.
Mm-hmm.
We just printed $6 trillion.
Yes.
Like, how much COVID relief? COVID is over. Mm-hmm. Where did all that money go?
What is Jamaica? Is Jamaica trying to support a new bomb sled? Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
We actually found out that the COVID relief money that the states had received were used for everything but COVID.
Exactly.
Some people built theaters, movie theaters. Some people built, sports complexes. Some people, and this is all Democrats, they used it to, remodel an art museum. And now we need more COVID relief money.
Don't even talk about the $800 billion that they know where it's at. $800 billion is missing.
Right. Right. And again, this is all because drunk suburban housewives didn't like the mean tweets. So we can thank the drunk suburban housewives for what we have right now. Mm-hmm. Some people will say, well, Trump lost amongst educated males. When you look at the whole entire demographic of how Biden won by 15,000 electoral votes, because that's all he won by. He didn't win by 9 million. Okay, if the popular vote mattered, that would be the number we're using. He only won by, I think it was 12 to 15,000 electoral votes. That directly came from suburban housewives who are now running away from their decision, but geez, it's kind of too late.
Yeah, maybe they'll put up their credit card when we go into the gas station and they can fill up our gas tanks for us, right? Thank you very much.
Because I just paid $60 for 9 gallons in Las Vegas.
Unbelievable. One quick passing note. Susan Collins surrenders her vote to make up for her vote for Kavanaugh, I guess, huh? For this Supreme Court nominee.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
A moderate Republican who needs to be primaried and outed.
Well, without a doubt, we'll leave it there. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief. She actually knows what a woman is, by the way. I didn't ask her that directly, but I know she knows the difference. And also editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com.
You're through your mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing. financing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to launch bombs into Ukraine, Ukrainian President Zelensky addressed Australian Parliament this morning.
The Russian aggression is destroying the lives of people, has become a real threat to your country and to your people as well, because this is the nature of the evil. It can instantly cross any distance.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to end the use of Title 42. A pandemic-era public health safety policy that both the Trump administration and Biden administration used to rapidly expel migrants at the border. By late May, the Biden administration will allow it to end. GOP lawmakers say it will open the floodgates of illegal immigration into this country. A line of severe storms ripped across the deep south overnight. Folks in Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas, keep an eye to the sky. USA Radio News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's what you need to check out. You know, as summer quickly approaches, now is the perfect time to start thinking about how to streamline your skincare routine to keep that sun-kissed glow and stay protected from the elements all year long. Joining us today is to discuss the latest craze in skincare for women is Andrea Hediger. Andrea, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. How's your skin doing?
It's doing great. Been using CBD, especially now that the sun's coming out more. I live in Colorado, so the sun is extra intense, and CBD just kind of helps your body and your skin adapt to those stressors that the sun and wind and sweat and all those summer elements occur during this time of year.
I know for some people they're hearing CBD and skincare put together for the first time maybe, but you know, the fact of the matter is CBD is being realized as a wonderful product that you say, gosh, why didn't we know about this sooner, right?
Right, yeah, it's all thanks to the endocannabinoid system, and that endocannabinoid system is in your skin. So basically those cannabinoids such as CBD just help your skin just react better to stressors, just adapt in general to the environment, so promoting homeostasis.
Well, Colorado has been rather progressive in allowing for and promoting the use of marijuana And the byproduct of this experience is the kind of the renewing and appreciation of the byproduct CBD and all its other beneficial elements. But yet for some people, CBD still carries a little bit of a, you know, an unfair onus. How do you tell people that, you know, this is really very safe, it's very practical, people have been using, I mean, almost from the history of man, they've been associated or involved with CBD in one form or another, and it's only because it's gotten a bad rap and some bad propaganda. How do you address that to people that may be still a little dubious about being associated with CBD?
Well, CBD is just a different cannabinoid, and I guess THC is what gets the bad rap. So it's just a totally different molecule that is in the hemp plant, and it just acts differently on your body, so you don't have the psychosis effect, but CBD gives you all the healthy benefits from the hemp plant.
And I would say that if there was anything adverse in an extreme sort of way, everybody would hear about it, right? So, and what we continue to hear are testimonies of their relationship with CBD. I hope you forgive me for getting into this a little bit, but I just thought, you know, I'm going to take advantage of your background and understanding so you can help our audience appreciate the benefits of CBD.
Right. So the biggest takeaway, I think, to get from CBD is that it just helps your body regulate better, you know, being that anxiety or stress, whether that's like in your body or on your skin, it just helps your skin adapt to whatever stressors are going on. So it's not going to do anything specific. It's just going to let your body adapt to what's going on.
Yeah, it's not like all of a sudden you're going to find yourself going Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds or something, right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah, you know. It's nothing extreme like that.
Right. So getting back to skincare, Andrea, why is it so important for women, especially as summer approaches this time of year?
As summer approaches, like we mentioned earlier, just, you know, the exposure from an environment, be it the sun or wind or just, you know, being outside, you want to take care of your skin so that it can adapt appropriately. So CBD and having that in your skincare regimen just helps let your skin deal with all those stressors. So by applying a product with CBD, as in like a moisturizer or an oil, your skin, it calms inflammation, it locks in moisture, so all the things that you need during the summer months.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about for men? Is this helpful for men as well?
Absolutely, yeah. Men should use it as well daily with their skincare routine, as well as SPF to help with summer sun exposure. And yeah, they'll find that it'll help with their skin issues as well.
Now, why is this latest regimen, you know? You know, this seems like such, if I might say, an organic movement. You know, why it's catching on and becoming such a phenomenon?
I think people are just realizing that it works, and CBD helps your body adapt to whatever it's happening, you know, whether it's acne or rosacea, and they see results. So I think that's why it's catching on so rapidly, is people understand that it actually works.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the results realized pretty quick, or is this something that you have to stay with for at least 6 months to say, okay, this is really working?
Yeah, I'd say maybe not 6 months, but a few weeks, you would notice a difference. And, you know, like I keep mentioning, it's just your body adapting. So it takes time to, you know, regulate. So once your body understands how to function properly, then you'll start noticing those results.
Andrea, I understand that, you know, you've been involved with, you know, the science of cosmetics and skincare. How did you get into this?
I got into CBD just with my background in herbal medicine and working in the industry. And I came out here to Colorado to work for a CBD manufacturer and just dove straight into the CBD and cosmetic world and haven't looked back.
Mm-hmm. Was it the idea that, you know, that Colorado started to, you know, take down the regulations and make it more friendly for, you know, the use of CBD? Is that what brought you to Colorado?
Correct. Yep. Colorado is one of the first states to openly accept, like, research in CBD and all the cannabinoids and promote manufacturing of the products. So it's been great to experience that here in Colorado.
What's the next step for CBD as you see it in terms of, you know, beauty products?
I think the next step is just exploring more of the cannabinoids that hemp provides other than CBD. I think CBD is, you know, the biggest cannabinoid right now that promotes a lot of effects, but there's other cannabinoids such as CBG and CBN that are gaining more research. So I think just understanding all the components of the hemp plant and seeing how they affect, you know, your skin and your body differently is the biggest game.
Well, when it comes to skincare, I hear from women all the time. I sit down and have these conversations with women all the time. Whenever I talk to my wife and others, is what I mean to refer to. So it's not like I sit around and, you know, go and have coffee town halls with women about this issue. But the consistent thing I hear is skin inflammation, collagen, big deal. I mean, you're seeing this all the time on television. All the products that promote you know, collagen production and moisture of the skin. And you say that CBD is kind of that, in a way, if I can say it, my words, not yours, kind of a miracle ingredient that addresses those three areas, right?
Right, yeah, and it just has to do with your body naturally reaching a state of homeostasis, so like a happy state where your body can naturally produce more collagen, lock in more moisture, reduce inflammation. CBD also acts as an antioxidant, so it is kind of like a miracle cure in a sense by just letting your body adapt and promote all those great stuff.
Okay, so how do we get our hands on the product and where do we go for more information, Andrea Hediger?
I would go to Syncurity.com, and you can actually use the code CBD123 to get a reduced price on our products, and you can get more information from our website. That's Syncurity.com.
So if I say I know Andrea, they'll give me a little extra kiss here. Is that what you're telling me?
Yep, they will.
Yeah, CBD123, that's the code. That's the discount code. Take advantage of it. Andrea Hediger, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for the information. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hooray for Hollywood.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Ted Bear, yes, it is his time. It's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. This is going to be fun. You know it. Founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing?
Well, I'm doing well, but you sound great today. What happened, dude?
I'm talking with you, Dr. Ted. You know, you always make my day. And, you know, and it's interesting because you know, you and I, we love movies. We respect branding, what Hollywood has been all about, how it's contributed to the culture, you know, on all the bright side of it. And unfortunately, the branding of two iconic figures, the Oscars and Disneyland, have been greatly bruised in the last week here. And I'm grieving for them because I grew up in Orange County, California at the Mouse's House and, enjoyed so much about Disney. And right now for them to be in this cultural position that they're in, I'm sure if Walt was around, they wouldn't have touched this with a 10-foot pole.
Now, do you want the truth or do you just want us to spin a story?
No, I want, you know, I always want the truth, the whole truth. That's what this show is all about, Ted. You know that.
You know, my cousin was Walt's right-hand man, and Walt had a lot of good qualities, and his father was, you know, on the staff of, helping out on a congregational church. He named Walt after his pastor, and the pastor named his son after Walt. You know all this. Yeah. Walt had some tremendous qualities. Walt was also, very high in the Masonic order. The Masons in L.A. were a pretty tight group, and that was a lot of the control element in the movie industry. I don't want to get conspiratorial here, but, you know, he did have a lot of the sort of magic and occultism replacing the Christianity. So his autobiography is good. We quote it all the time. He makes a lot of good statements about the Bible. But coming from the dark side, having grown up in the entertainment industry, many of those people are both and. And if you're an evangelical, you can't be both and. You've got to be either or. So it's not like you can be an occultist and, a Christian. What you get is watered-down Christianity. And you see that. And throughout Disney, let's talk about Disney for a second. There are a lot of good people at Disney, and I love them dearly. Penn. There are Bible studies at Disney. I've talked at one of the Bible studies at Disney. One of the animators came to Christ. I mean, I've seen some really great things, and I believe that our job is to redeem the media by commending the good, and there's a lot of good that's coming out. There's also a lot of bad people, and I think that, you know, some Christian groups are calling for the downfall of Disney, and other Christian groups are calling for the downfall of Netflix because of all the bad programming. They put on great programming, and they put on bad programming. So it's just like the real world, actually. You know, in the real world, there are bad mothers, but motherhood isn't bad. There are bad fathers, but fatherhood isn't bad. And
exactly.
What we've always made it our point is to look at each movie individually to see whether it fits or not. And I think Bob, the new head, Chapek, is under tremendous pressure. I don't know how long he can last because he issued first a statement that they shouldn't include LGBTQ plus scenes in the movies, and he had been deleting them. Now he's capitulated 180 degrees, so he just gave in. And we need Christians to pray for people who make the first statements. You and I talked about that. We need to really figure out how we can support and how we can bring the gospel to people that are broken, because I was very debauched before I came to Christ. After my mother died, I was really far off. We don't want to talk about it on your show. And that's what happened.
Well, we've all experienced this. This is what, when you have experienced the redemption of God, as Jesus said, Ted, you know, for one who realizes how much has been forgiven, he has that capacity, or she has that capacity, to forgive in like manner. You would hope so. And this is your and my experience, is that God has forgiven us of so much that we always try to look. I say always try because we're human and we're not perfect, but we try to look to the redemptive value. What can be redeemed in all this, in this controversy, and what's going on? I mean, here is a family-friendly institution like Disney that is seemingly losing its way here. And that makes me sad. It makes me sad for, like you say, you've got a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends there. Disney was a big part of my life, and especially when I was in radio in Southern California. Great relationships there, and so it does. It makes me sad that they've decided to go into an area that I don't think really serves them well. It doesn't benefit. It alienates, because what you're talking about is a minor percentage of accommodation of people. You know, some have said 5-1%, whatever that number is. And so the other remaining 95-99% of the people have to accept and suck it up, or find another place. And if they go and decide to spend their money someplace else, well, Netflix or Disney, because they're a free enterprise company and they're in it to make money, and if they see their bottom line affected, then maybe they'll find a better sweet spot to land in that will serve their constituency.
Well, that's exactly one of the solutions. The other thing is to keep in mind that dinosaurs die and then a new breed comes up, mammoths. So you do
right.
Have great people like Chris Meledandri, who made Sing and Sing 2 and over at Universal, and his Illumination has done some great work, and you got the Minions coming up. You have other animators that are doing well. So if Disney completely dies, which I doubt that it will, but if it does, there are other people out there that are going to rise up. And the question is Disney going to devour them because it's so big right now? The thing you asked me about the Oscars went radically downhill in the 90s. Before that, as you know, because you grew up in the industry, a lot of the people voting had strong values, whether it was John Wayne or the people that we know or people that we don't know, like friends of mine who were the top camera people in Hollywood. In 1991, the independents took charge of the Oscars, because the way you get into the Academy, as you know, is just, aside now, you get it by being diverse. But before that, you just needed to make one or two movies and have two recommendations. Because of the independent film financing, it independence just came in. The Oscars, you got to understand, were started by the six major studios because they couldn't get an award at the box office, at other award ceremonies, the Western Association of Motion Picture Distributors, etc. So they started the Oscars. They lost it in the 90s. Now it's been lost even more, and the ratings have been gone down. In fact, the Will Smith event here drove up the ratings higher than they've been in about 2 or 3 years. So mm-hmm. they should actually choreograph events at every Oscar, like when David Nixon, when the streaker came by as David Niven was announcing. You put an event like this, and then people will watch the Oscars, because last year was the lowest ever, and this one mm-hmm. went up. All of the trades say just because of Will Smith going on stage. And look, I don't know whether it was staged or not, but Will Smith went on stage. He slapped Chris Rock. Chris Rock had a line prepared. And nobody tried to stop Will Smith. So I don't know which side you take on this. And his apology the next day was beautiful. So I don't know what side you take. But whatever side you take, it helped the Oscars. They should not penalize Will Smith for building their audience, because that's what they need.
And I don't know if it built it the right way, because you and I remember the golden days of the Oscars and movies, and it has been slip-sliding away, as Paul Simon would say. We've got a couple minutes left. I want to get your review on Lucy and Desi.
I knew Lucy because she starred in a play that my father starred in. She was a difficult character, but this is a great movie as opposed to the other one. This movie is really powerful. First place, it uses a lot of the recordings from Desi and Lucy, so you hear what they thought and what they were doing. And then it's got stories from the children who say that even after the divorce, they were in love, but they rose up from nowhere. And this is, you know, one of those great American stories, that these people came from nowhere and that they made it. Now, Lucy was one of the toughest people in the world. And when I was newer on stage, she didn't like kids very much, but she was very funny. And, of course, she had the communist element because her grandfather was a communist, which was a big thing in Hollywood at that time.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you want to find out about Lucy and Desi, this is the movie to find out about it. It's really good. And my daughter, you know, and I think almost most of the young women that I know love I Love Lucy. She's made a comeback, you know, in all the replays. And
exactly.
The show is still great. Very great. Mm. Brilliant woman.
Okay, 40 seconds left. Can we talk about Reba McEntire? Do we have enough time?
Yeah, if you want a good movie that's got Christian values, watch Reba McEntire. My Chains Are Gone. It's got, hymns and guests like Trisha Yearwood. Some of these people have been to the Movie Guide Awards, and their friends, Bill Gaither, used to be a friend a while ago. And it's great. It's a great gospel music. And I love the Ryman Auditorium, and my father was there several times, and I tagged along with him as he went.
Oh, good memories. I bet. That's awesome.
Good thing.
You did it right on time, as always. Dr. Ted Baer, the one and only. He is the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Thank you, Ted. God bless.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.